You're listening to The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Helms on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Join the conversation live. Our phone lines are open, 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-WCTC.
Well, Jared, you've done it again, an ice skating song. Okay, today, you're so good at that. So, yes, today we're going to talk about ice skating. And, of course, you know, everybody knows about hockey and figure skating in the Olympics. But not too many people know some of the things that we came up with, I would think. The history of skating, it stretches back all the way back to prehistoric times. And there are some archaeological records that have primitive ice skates in them that date back to 3000 BC. That is a long time ago. They were originally made out of bones, from what I could come up with, rib bones from like elk and bison, that kind of thing. And they were, you know, strapped to their feet, but that was... and then they were afterwards, after they evolved, they became made out of wood. It was like a single flat blade, kind of flat, where they would skim across the surface. And it wasn't until then they were made out of wood, but it wasn't until they were made out of metal that they became sharp and would actually cut into the ice instead of skimming across the surface. But let's see.
And I'm trying to figure out how the mechanics of skating work without, you know, a sharpened skate blade.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get some bones and give it a try. I don't know how it worked exactly, but there were all kinds of archaeological information. There wasn't a lot of written information. According to this, the earliest clear written mention was in the 12th century by a guy. He was a monk in Canterbury. His name was William Fitzstephen. And he was talking about Thomas Becket for some reason. And he describes a scene that was in Canterbury during the winter. And it goes, "If the moors in Finsbury and Moorfield freeze over, children from London play. Some of the children have attached bones to their ankles and carry well-worn sticks. They fly across the ice like birds or well-fired arrows. Suddenly, two children will run at each other, sticks held high in the air. They then attack each other until one falls down. Often the children injure their heads or break their arms or legs." This is the beginning of the written record of skating. I think it's a little bizarre that the kids were behaved like that, but kids are kids, and I guess they thought that they were having fun. The first international skating competitions appeared in the late 19th century. In 1891, European championships started in Hamburg, New Jersey, and Hamburg, Germany. And in 1896, the first world championships were held in St. Petersburg in Russia. But this one is another thing, Jared. I don't know how they did this. I'm sure their technology for making ice was not fantastic in 1908.
Oh, no.
In 1908, in the Summer Olympics in London, Figure skating became the first winter sport to be included in the Olympics. But how did they do it in the summer in 1908? I have no idea. That's for another day, but it was kind of interesting. The other thing that I wanted to share, that there was a gentleman named Jackson Haines, and he started the first skating club in New York in 1863. And he was the first skater to incorporate ballet and dance movements into his skating, thus creating what we think of today as modern-day figure skating. So he was kind of interesting. There's a sketch of him, and he looks sort of almost like a clown, but whatever. He was very important in the development of figure skating. So today, the weather is not cold enough for our local little ponds and skating rinks to freeze over. But, Jared, do you have any suggestions for perhaps where people could go and do some winter ice skating?
There are a lot of places all over New Jersey where you can go for free skating, for lessons. There's a place right here in Somerset off of Cedar Grove. Cedar Grove Lane, Pro Tech Hockey Training Center. There's a big rink on Route 1 and Dean's Lane, Pro Skate.
Can you just go in and say, I want to skate? Do they rent skates and that kind of thing, or you have to bring
your own? They do public skating, ice rink for hockey, group and private lessons. They host free skating, intramural hockey type stuff. And actually, out near you, there's the Howell Ice Arena on Squonkam Road. Same deal.
I used to go skating at South Mountain Arena. I don't even know where South Mountain Arena was. It was not far from the zoo, from Turtleback Zoo. It was up there, so maybe that's like West Orange, something like that.
I think so.
Yeah, up in that general area. But I used to love skating as a kid. Not that I was very good at it. I could skate. I could go backwards. I could maybe do a figure eight on a good day. But I always enjoyed it. And you know what, Jared? I liked it more in the summertime than I did in the wintertime. In the summertime when it's hot, I mean, and we didn't.
You want to go someplace cold.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And so, you know, I don't think that they had these kind of rinks in 1908 for the Summer Olympics, but I can certainly see the appeal when it's really, really hot to go someplace and go ice skating. It's kind of fun. So, do you skate, Jared?
I do not. I'm barely coordinated as it is. You know, if it's not running cable, that's about all the sport I get.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't skated in years, and it's probably not in my immediate future, but ice skating is certainly a seasonal activity that fits in with Christmas and New Year's, and even if you can't go skating on your local pond, maybe you can go skating at one of these indoor rinks, which would be a fun thing to do with your family for the holidays between Christmas and New Year's. So, anything else you want to add to that? Any competitions? Any skating club?
As a matter of fact, yes. The 2022 Special Olympics Winter Games is a figure skating event at the Cody Arena in West Orange, February.
Oh, could you repeat that? You went in and out on that one.
I'm sorry. The Special Olympics of New Jersey is hosting the Winter Games 2022. The figure skating event will be held at the Cody Arena in West Orange.
And when is that?
Right now, TBD, but they're looking at February date for this.
Okay. So there are things, the ice skating world is alive and well, even with global warming.
Yep.
All right. Well,
you can find, skating lessons. There's also skating clubs all over the state. There's the Skating Club of Central Jersey that's headquartered out of Somerset. Pro Tech, who we mentioned earlier. They're involved with that. Skating Club of Southern New Jersey out of Mount Laurel. The North Jersey Figure Skating the Figure Skating Club has a synchronized team called the New Jersey Black Diamonds.
Who knows? Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of options for amateur, professional, everything in between.
And just plain old family. You can't really skate in your backyard, but you can take the family out and go skating someplace. And you have to have hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that is our sports report for this week. I'm going to give the phone number again. It's 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. And we'll be back after this.
And now the Fox Sports New Jersey weather forecast. We'll have sunshine and some clouds today. Breezy with a high in the upper 40s to around 50. Mainly clear skies for tonight with a few clouds coming in, upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, look for cloudy skies. Could be a mix in the morning in the around midday. Then some rain showers in the afternoon as temperatures climb to the lower 40s. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night and in the lower 30s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the mid and upper 40s. I'm WeatherWorks' Tony Salimo on Fox Sports New Jersey.
45 degrees in Central Jersey.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too.
And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the coasts of Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Jersey.
The small communities of Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania.
To the dense forests of New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York, and historic Washington, D.C. We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Rutgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Rick's tackle. Here we go, baby. Down the sideline.
On December 31st, Rutgers takes on Wake Forest in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl in Jacksonville.
And he will go the distance for the Rutgers touchdown.
Our coverage begins at 10 a.m. on your home for Rutgers football.
Catch all the action on New Year's Eve at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports New Jersey.
While back pain can have different causes, at the Center for Back Pain at Hackensack Meridian JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute, they only have one goal, to return you to a full and healthy life. Their specialists use a wide range of innovative treatments, including physical therapy, injection treatments, and when necessary, the least minimally invasive surgery. The result, a healthier spine and a happier you. See a doctor at HackensackMeridianHealth.org/backrehab or call 732-897-2225. Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better.
Join Joel Katz each week as he chats with medical professionals, specialists, and more from Hackensack Meridian, JFK University Medical Center, JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute for Spotlight on Health. Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1450 a.m. and 93.5 FM, Fox Sports, New Jersey.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest-growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
You're listening to The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Join the conversation live. Our phone lines are open, 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-WCTC.
Welcome back to The Garden Show. I'm Peggy Ballester-Howells. Jared, what did you think of that?
That reminds me of one time when I was hanging out with some roommates, and they were going to do something not entirely legal, and they came up to me and said, "Hey, Jared, we're going to do the thing, and, you know, smell this." And it was exactly like that.
I cannot believe this one small cherry-sized fruit, which I took, I've extracted the pit from and have wrapped in a paper towel, smells so bad. The whole room is, I can smell it. It's wrapped. It's not right next to me. It's kind of, and it's really stinky.
So I held that for, what, 10 seconds? And yes. I had to run and wash my hands.
It didn't smell that bad when I first opened it up. I could smell it, but nope. Oh my God, it permeates. It's permeating. So I can understand why people don't want the female ones squished in their driveway or on their sidewalk, because this one small thing, I mean, it's tiny and really potent. My goodness. All right, we're going to go to Metuchen and say good morning to Danny. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Now, you were a little sneaky. You were a little sneaky.
Well, it wasn't me. If you, I don't know if Tommy told you the whole truth.
Well, no, well, you, no. Go ahead. I want to hear the whole truth. Nothing but the truth.
One afternoon, all of a sudden, I got a phone call from you. I pick up the phone. It was Tommy on the other side.
Okay, so he did steal my phone. Okay,
and I said. So he told me what he wanted it. He wanted the information so he can get you this tool that you've been talking about. So I said, sure. I said, but how did you get Peggy's phone? Oh, she's napping. She worked very hard this morning. She's taking her nap. So I said, okay, I can get you the information, but I can't send it to her phone because then she would know.
What you're doing. That's right. See, you guys were really sneaky. You were really sneaky.
So I was able to help him out, and I'm glad that he was able to get one when he, you know,
I love it. I absolutely love it. And you two were very cute, and I really appreciate you helping him. But, yes, so I have it. I can't wait to get out and try it. Not today and not tomorrow because we're doing still Christmas things. But on Tuesday, I'm going to get my husband to help me move that giant plant and use that tool to get it out of the pot. I will use it. I will put it to work on Tuesday for sure. But thank you for helping him. And what did you get for Christmas? Do you have a good Christmas?
Yes. So, remember, I had tried very hard to take out 8 yew bushes.
Yes, and you did a great job. Really, yes.
Yes, and I did a great job to my garden. I also did a great job to my elbow.
Oh.
My right elbow was still in pain recently, so I finally said, I guess it's time that I should go to get some PT. So I'm in the process of, you know, rehab my elbow. So therefore, I received an electric-powered hand pruner.
Oh, I have one of those. My son gave me one, I think, last year. Yes. Yes, that's great. So you have,
yes,
so you got a new toy also.
Yes. And then, in addition, I have a very old pair of hand pruners that I use around, you know, around the house, in my house plant, a snipper thing type.
Right.
And it's not working properly. So one day when my son was home, so I say, can you take a look? Can you see if you can fix it for me? So, you know, he's very mechanically inclined, and he took a look. He goes, yeah, you need this thing to be, you know, replaced. The washer is worn out and blah, blah. I said, can you go buy one? He goes, I don't think so. And then a week or two later, he goes, I think I'm going to get you a pair, new one for Christmas. So that's what I got from him.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
So,
okay. Yeah.
So I'm very happy now. I'm, you know, ready to use those things once my elbow is better. Just try to rest it up better.
Well, we're not in prime gardening season, so there you have that to be happy about. It gives you some time to recover before, you know, it's time to really start digging in again. So that's
right,
good.
Right,
but you're probably up to doing a little playing with your house plants, I would think.
A Oh, yes. I'm just so thrilled. Everyone of my Christmas cactus is blooming or had bloomed. So it's everywhere. I'm just, you know, so happy. So I did not even go out and buy one poinsettia this year. Because I have no place to put it.
Well, you have everything else blooming, so you didn't need anything else. Well, that's right. Good. I did get some poinsettias as Christmas presents. So I have three. I have a small one and a giant one that were gifts. And then Tommy bought me a medium-sized one. So I have the little one in the kitchen and the medium-sized one on the buffet in the dining room, which is luckily has a glass top, so I don't have to worry about that too much. And the gigantic one is also on a table with a glass top. It's next to the Christmas tree, and it looks really good, and it is huge. And as you know, and many people unfortunately tend to forget, they need to be kept well watered. I have lost a leaf or two, but they've been holding up really well. But when you water them, you need to water them thoroughly. So the Christmas cactuses are a little less particular.
Right, right.
So
I'm just very happy. I just also wanted to let you know I'm actually thinking about starting something else up. I was recently got into enjoying the microgreens, and I said, I wonder if I can grow them myself. So I started looking into it. So maybe after the New Year's, and that will be my new project. So I will give you posted.
Give me more information on that. What kind of microgreens?
From what I read, almost anything you grow in the garden with the good organic seeds, you can just turn them into microgreens. You basically eat the very first pair of mature leaves, so you will harvest them every 2-3 weeks. Depends on how fast it grows. You could grow.
So we're talking about like leafy things, primarily.
Yes.
Leafy things.
Yes, leafy things. You can grow arugula. You can grow Swiss chard. You can grow radishes, just the tiny little baby leaves. So you can see them like in a takeout food container and pretty see them pretty close together. And you almost like get a snipper and get them a haircut every so often, and you can have a harvest, so you can do a couple rounds, and then you can, you know, start another new batch. So, you know, I figured that doesn't take a whole lot of space.
You know what I think would work really well for that? It's something that I observed recently. When you buy fruit in small fruits, berries, you get them in those clear plastic containers that have the fold-down lid.
Yes.
Okay. So they have holes in the bottom. They have, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When you were planting, I was thinking that I might try starting seeds in them this year because you can keep the lid down.
Right.
And it creates humidity.
Right.
So, you know, when you cover things with plastic. So they might be a really nice size container for you to use. And then you put the lid down to help the seed germination. And then you fold the lid up when they start growing.
Right.
And they have drainage already built in. And with the winter heat on, the air tends to be very dry. So that by keeping it down, you'd keep the humidity up. I'm going to try to start some seeds in some of those myself. I've been saving them. Usually I recycle them, but I've been saving them. And you might want to try it for your microgreens. It might be, an inexpensive.
An easy way, right.
Yeah.
Small container, small scale to start with.
Right.
That's a thought.
But they come with the drainage already built in, and they and with the lid, you know, that's sort of like using an old-fashioned cloche, you know, those big, like, to cover things to get them started. So anyway, I'll try starting some seeds in them, and you start your microgreens, and we will stay in touch and report back and forth.
Sure. I'm actually, as you're talking, I'm thinking I would do them upside down. I would grow them on the lid so you can harvest them. Because if you do the deep side, you would not be able to, you know, depends how tall the container is, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's all different sizes. So find the ones that you think would work the best. The raspberries come in shallow ones, but the blueberries come and strawberries come in deeper ones. So
the deeper one, right.
Right.
Yeah. So I think the shallow one probably would be better. So good idea. Very good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
It's always fun to chat. We always, exchanging ideas is how we all learn. So this is good. And thank you again for helping my husband, and enjoy the rest of this holiday week.
Yes, you too.
All right. Thanks,
Say
Danny.
Say hi to Tommy for me too.
I will. All right. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Who have we got next, Jared?
I want Jack out of Ryan.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
Merry Christmas. How was your holiday?
My holiday was great, absolutely great. And we were sitting after dinner last night. It was just a small group. My house is small. I can only sit like 8 people comfortably at the table. So we were 7. And we were all sitting in the living room, which is a very, very small room. And we have to rearrange the couch to put the Christmas tree in front of the window. And Bob, who is my daughter's boyfriend's father, and he's kind of become part of the family, was sitting on the couch looking at the Christmas tree, and he said, "That tree is so perfect, I thought it was fake, but it's not."
Well, that's great. Great to hear.
So I thought you would appreciate that your Christmas tree is being admired, and it is a lovely, lovely tree. It is a lovely,
it's
lovely tree.
It's still holding up well?
Oh, yeah. It's still drinking water like crazy.
We sold 3 trees Friday night.
Oh, wow.
The last 3 trees, people, they had some trees that didn't survive. They got them someplace else, and they came crying. They said, "We need a tree desperately." So I said, "Oh, sure. I had a couple left, and now I'm all cleaned out, and I'm glad I could help them out." That was a good feeling.
So you sold all your cut trees?
Everything is gone.
I'm so glad.
All I have left are some gray blankets. If people still need a gray blanket last minute for the cemetery, we have maybe a half a dozen of those left, and then we're closed up. We're closed up now. We'll start tomorrow fertilizing and pruning again.
Well, I'm glad that you had a good season, and I'm glad that you were able to help those people. And I love my Christmas tree. I love my
Great.
Christmas tree. It's
Very
gorgeous. But I got a real kick out of Bob. He didn't know, of course, that I got it from you, or you know, that we went and cut it fresh. He was just sitting there admiring it and said that. So it must be true, right? Must be true. A perfect Christmas tree.
It's very true.
Yeah.
I don't tell lies. It's the perfect tree.
It was a perfect tree.
The perfect one. And then Danny found the second best one.
So so did you have a great Christmas? Did you spend it with some of your family, I hope?
Yeah, they ended up, the kids ended up coming to my house because their mom had a little problem with their parents. They both fell. They're in Boston. They both fell an hour apart, and they're both in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, but they're okay. They're okay. I probably had 7 or 8 people, which was turned around from 2 down to 7 or 8, and that worked out perfectly. Had plenty of food, and the weather was good. We had a nice fire going. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, I had, I got carried away, Jack. I made too much food. We only ate a quarter of the pork tenderloin I made, only a quarter of it. And I made 6 lasagnas and put them in the freezer, one big one for yesterday, and we only ate about a third of that. My brother's coming today, so I have plenty of leftovers to feed him. That was part of the plan, that I wanted to have some leftovers, but I have enough leftovers to feed a small army.
I love lasagna.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. I'm supposed to bring you food sometime in January. So maybe if you're a good boy, I'll bring you lasagna.
Sounds good. All right, let me get running here, Peggy. Great to talk to you. Merry Christmas again, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Very merry, merry Christmas. And if I don't talk to you before, I will talk to you next year.
That's true. I forgot about that. That's next year already.
Yes, it's
we'll
next year
Happy
already.
New Year.
All right. So have a great week. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now we're going to move over to Warren and say good morning to Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you. Did you have a good day yesterday?
I had a wonderful day yesterday. We were at my son's with the 2 little granddaughters, and I got this crazy little roller coaster thing. It was hysterical. And it just was a wonderful day.
I'm so glad for you. Christmas is a special day.
Yes, it is. Now, it really is.
I have talked to several people recently, and this is not a criticism, just an observation, that there's a lot of people that say they don't exchange presents anymore, that it's not about presents, that they buy whatever they want for themselves throughout the year, and they buy for each other whenever anybody wants anything. But I don't know. I have so much fun opening presents and wrapping them, and all year long I shop, and when I see things that I think someone would like, I mean, I have a Christmas cabinet that gets stuffed with presents all year long, and I love the experience of my kids opening the. Still, they're grown up. They're all, you know, they're not little kids anymore by a long shot. I love opening the presents. I have so much fun, and we had a great day yesterday. My son came a little late, but my daughter was there and with her boyfriend, and then we had some other people come. It was a great day. I think I have a very healthy inner child, and I enjoy all of those things that were supposed to be relegated to childhood. I enjoy them probably more now than I did when I was a kid. So.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. It was good.
So do you have a gardening question for me today?
Or I actually do have a gardening question.
Okay.
I bought ranunculus bulbs.
Yes.
And it says on the back that they're hardy in zones 8 to 10.
Mm.
So obviously that's not New Jersey. So I was wondering, and I bought three little boxes of them. There's six in each box, so I thought I could do a little experiment. If I planted some of them outside but put, like, a really, really heavy mulch over it, would there maybe be a possibility that they could make it through the winter?
If they say they're only hardy to zone 8, I would be very surprised.
Okay.
You might want to try, you know, 6 and see if they do that. Maybe if you plant them close to the house where it's a little warmer, you might maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's probably less than a 50-50 chance that they would survive. But,
okay.
If you want to give it a try, you know, experiments. I would love to be proven wrong. I would love to see your ranunculus grow. But I would probably take, since you bought three boxes of them and it's 6 in a box, I would probably do the other two in containers, in clay pots.
And then plant them, because it says they flower in the spring.
Yeah.
So would I need to start them in pots, like, pretty early in the house?
Yeah, during those dull days in January when you've put all your decorations away and the bills are coming in the mail to pay for everything that you did in December, and you're feeling that oppression of winter weighing on you, that's the day when you start playing with your bulbs and put them in pots and get you thinking about spring popping up.
And then
they should be ready to bloom in the spring for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was part of my concern, too, is if they're spring, I need to get them going before too long.
Yeah, before too long. Right, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, you could probably start them now if you didn't have anything else that you wanted to do, but the holidays are always so busy with everything else. My greenhouse is, I can't say I've entirely neglected it, but there's a whole bunch of things I want to do out there next week. Not this week, next week. You know, and that would be a good time to attempt to do something like what you want to do. But, you know, think of them along the same lines as like paper white narcissus and amaryllis, that kind of thing, the stuff that you do over the winter to force them into bloom to, you know, hold winter at bay. That would be, you know, I would consider if they're... I think there may be ranunculus that are hardy. I would have to look into that to be sure. But I thought that there were some hardy ranunculus. In fact, on the next break, I'll take a look and see if I can find anything about that. So it could be variety dependent, that there may be others that are just like the paper white narcissus. They're not they're not hardy outside. But daffodils are, you know. I mean, they're a kind of daffodil. And most daffodils are hardy. So I would check to see if there are any other varieties of ranunculus that maybe are hardy. But I'll check. I'll check on my next break, which is probably coming up pretty soon. And then I will report back.
Okay.
Okay.
One other quick question. Can I put pine cones in my compost, or do they take too long to break down?
Well, they take a long time to break down, but you can still put them out there. I mean, I don't think they're problematic. They, I have lots of other uses for pine cones, though, so I probably would not put them in the compost pile.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. Okay. My newest discovery for pine cones is to put them in your pots. Put them on the surface of your pots. They make the top of the pots look really pretty, and you can water right through them. And for me, it keeps my cat out of them.
Ah, so I don't have the cat problem, but they could look pretty anyway.
They can look really pretty. Yep. And, you know, I have problems outside when I put my pots outside that weeds grow in the pots. And so you could put something like a weed barrier down, which is ugly, but keeps the weeds from growing. And then put the pine cones on top, and then you wouldn't see the weed barrier, and it would be really pretty. So, I would save your pine cones for something like that. Unless you have so many that you know you have to get rid of them, then yeah, throw them in the compost pile, or you could even mow them, and then collect them in the bag and put them in the compost pile.
Mm-hmm. They break down more quickly
if they're broken in pieces.
If they're broken up.
But I would save them and use them in pots. Or I also have two Christmas wreaths, one on my front door and one on my back door, that are made out of pine cones.
Oh, yes. I have a Christmas tree that is made out of pine cones that my mother made.
Oh, cool.
And
a
wreath.
Have a Christmas tree that your mother made?
Yes.
That's
it's
special.
Probably about maybe it's 2.5 feet tall or so. She wired on every little pine cone onto this tree. She did that years ago. Probably, she's been gone 8 years, and it was probably 15 or 20 years prior to that. So I've had it for a really long time.
So how did she wire them on? What did she use as a frame?
Like a chicken wire that she molded into like a tree shape, you know, with the point at the top and then big and round at the bottom. Put it on a Lazy Susan so that it can kind of, you know, you can turn it around, you can look at different sides of it, easy. And I leave it up all year, and then at Christmas time I have little red and green ribbon, the little bows, like little maybe 1.5-inch bows that I put all over it to kind of decorate it up for the holiday.
How nice. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think that's great. I have a Christmas tree. I used to do, when I was growing up, by the time I was 8, both my sisters were married. And so it was around then that I started doing all the Christmas decorating. And so when I left home sometime later, my mother didn't do it. She didn't get a tree anymore, and she didn't do all the lights, and she didn't do the manger scene in the fireplace and all that stuff that I used to do for years. And so I show up at the house, and she had this little pathetic artificial tree that was about 18 inches tall, and it was so fake looking. And she asked me to decorate it. So I decorated this poor, pathetic little tree. And she kept the decorations on it and just stuck it in a closet. And then she would take it out and put it on the table the following year. I have that tree. That poor, pathetic little tree. Doesn't have lights on it. It's on my dresser. But it makes me think of my mother. And my mother's been gone since I was 22. So she's been gone.
Oh, wow.
I've had that tree a very, very, very long time. And it still makes me think of my mother. So
mm-hmm.
I have a mother tree also.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
That's nice.
All right, Mary. Oh. You have a wonderful rest of the holiday season. And if I don't talk to you before, I'll talk to you next year.
Okay.
Great. All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, should we take Helga?
Take Helga.
Merry Christmas, Helga. How you doing?
Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I had a wonderful holiday. I hope you did.
Yeah, well, I'm by myself in a quarantine type setting.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, it's necessary because I just can't take the chance, but it's good. I'm not upset about it. It's the logical, practical thing to do.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as you're okay. That's an important thing.
Yeah, I'm okay, and I just wanted to thank you for all your information throughout the year. And I'm, as you know, I'm a devoted listener.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I get upset when something happens where they even think of not having a garden show.
Well, they've been very good to me. I mean, I have been here, we've been doing my show for, was 33 years in October. And
how long I know about you.
And I was on the air for 5 years before that, just doing guest spots and pre-recorded stuff. So I've been here for a long time. And I think it's been 7 overhauls during that time.
Oh, I know. Yes,
and
I know.
And they've let me stay every time. So, yes, they have been very good to me.
That's very nice, and it's very appropriate because I feel that the WCTC abandoned, the local listening audience.
Well, they did make some pretty dramatic changes, but but again, I'm always, I'm very grateful that they let me continue to do my show. Jared and I are a team, and
you're a good team.
Yes, we are. And my listening audience is part of my radio family. So I'm glad that we can all stay in touch.
I know that. And Anne-Marie, I spoke to, and I follow her on your show so that I know that she's okay.
Yes.
I met her through you. And, two milk counters. And,
she's delightful.
If you ever get bored, for some reason, I have lots of treasures, and all your projects could probably incorporate.
Well, I will keep that in mind, Helga. Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
you would need a couple, at least like a 2-hour, and let me know to stage things before, because as far as, arts and crafts and you name it, I have it.
Well, I have visited you in the past, and you're always amazed at all the things that you have. So I absolutely believe you. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your holiday. Even if you can't socialize, try to just enjoy the season. There's a lot of good TV on and Christmas music, and try to enjoy that. And we will look forward to spring, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you, and have a happy, healthy New Year.
The same to you. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to take a little break. Is that right? Okay, The Garden Show on 1450 WCTC is brought to you in part by Barty Farms, now over 117 years old and still growing. And we will be back after this.
The Rutgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Driving on Watkins, get caught underneath, but the reverse goes in.
Catch the action.
Floating to the basket and dunking it down with two hands. Rutgers back in front by 10.
All season long.
Step back three for the lead. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
On your home for Scarlet Knights basketball.
Rutgers hosts Maine December 29th at 7 p.m. Brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK Medical Center, Derby Appliances, and Magyar Bank.
We are Bosworth!
And now the Fox Sports New Jersey weather forecast. We'll have sunshine and some clouds today. Breezy with a high in the upper 40s to around 50. Mainly clear skies for tonight with a few clouds coming in, upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, look for cloudy skies. Could be a mix in the morning in the around midday, then some rain showers in the afternoon as temperatures climb to the lower 40s. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night and in the lower 30s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the mid and upper 40s. I'm WeatherWorks' Tony Salimo on Fox Sports New Jersey.
46 degrees in Central Jersey.
Comcast owes you money. It's simple. Customers in New York, New Jersey, and Fairfield County, you're getting robbed. Comcast charged over $10 per month for MSG networks and is only paying you back $3 after dropping them, leaving you with more than a $7 rate increase. That's not right. Don't let Comcast get away with it. Call 833-77-REFUND to connect with your Attorney General's office and demand your money back.
Paid for by MSG Networks.
Wherever your travels may be taking you these days or in the weeks ahead, be it for a personal trip or essential business, well, Preferred Hotels and Resorts has their welcome mat out.
And you'll find the teams at their more than 650 properties ready to handle your every need. They're also offering you a number of great offers as well. They're all listed right on their website at preferredhotels.com.
And here's something else they're offering just for listeners of our show, exclusive elite status in their I Prefer loyalty program.
That means the standard requirements and rules are being waived just for you.
The special elite status will deliver you room upgrades, priority early check-in and late check-out privileges, private rates, plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and a lot more.
That is a lot of perks. So to find out more and enroll for free, just need to go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, and right on the top of the homepage, you'll see the I Prefer banner. Just click on it, and sign up will take a minute or two.
You know, Preferred Hotels and Resorts have so many great properties for you to go experience, and we're proud to have them as a show sponsor. So get your elite status with them now on our website, and then go enjoy.
RMWorldTravel.com, click the I Prefer banner.
It was long ago, back in 1904, that the Bardi family planted their first crops in the rich, fertile soil atop the Watchung Mountains in the little town of Warren. And with each passing year, families near and far shared in the bountiful harvest at Bardi Farms. Today, Bardi Farms still offers your family the best of everything. Farm fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh baked pies and breads, delicious Dewey Meadow chicken pot pies, international cheeses, gourmet and organic food items, and milk. Get all your holiday fixins with Bardi's cauliflower, fresh apple cider, fruit pies, Calandra's breads, What's the Scoop homemade ice cream, and over a dozen varieties of apples to choose from. Bardi Farms has everything you need for Christmas. Trees, wreaths, blankets, garlands, and poinsettias are now available. So load up the kids and come on down to the farm this weekend. Bardi Farms is on Washington Valley Road in Warren and on that newfangled internet at BardiFarms.com, or follow them on Twitter at Bardi Farms. Over 100 years old and still growing.
The new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester Howells.
Octopus, sort of, and they are only hardy in zone down to zone 8. They're not hardy around here, but I did find out more information about them, and that they bloom approximately 90 days after planting. So you can start them in the greenhouse in January, and say mid-January, and they'll bloom in mid-April, or in your house or on a sunny window. So they would bloom in the spring in April if it takes 90 days for them to bloom. But what I did read that I was not aware of, and this is probably what made me think that you could grow them outside, is that you can plant them in the spring outside and then they'll bloom 90 days later in the summer. So if they do best with temperatures in the 50s, about 55. So if you wanted to plant them in April, they would bloom in the middle of the summer, which is kind of nice, or even a little bit later, and then they would bloom later in the season, say August or September. It's not basically 90 days from the time that you plant them. So, yes, we can do everything that we said. You can attempt to grow them outside, although they probably will not make it. But again, it's an experiment, and that's always fun. You can start them in containers now or soon for spring flowers, or wait and plant them outside. So that pretty much covers what you can do with them. They're really funny looking little corms. Sort of look like a miniature bunch of carrots, sort of really tiny. And you plant that side down, almost like they're standing on legs when you plant them in the ground. And they also develop a larger root system than you would think. You want to give them plenty of room in a container to develop a pretty hefty root system, and it's recommended that you plant them, give them some pretty serious spacing. They require, I think that you want to plant them about 12 inches apart. I'm pretty sure that that's what it said. Can't find that exact piece of information right now, but you want to give them plenty of room. So you want to also be careful that if you put them in pots that you don't put too many in the pot, because they need to develop pretty extensive root systems. But so you could, you have flexibility. You could start with them now. You could start with them in early spring. You could start with them in late spring. I'm not sure how well they hold up in terms of being able to replant. They need a sunny, well-drained location. So you would want to make sure that if you were planning on saving the bulbs, that you would allow the foliage to continue to photosynthesize in a really good sunny location until the plants died down to be able to save the bulbs for the following year. I've never really heard of saving the bulbs, of reusing the bulbs, but I'm sure that that can be done. So good luck with that. Let me know how that works out for you. Also, I want to thank the Tickerhoffs for the lovely Christmas card that was sent to both Jared and I. So thank you for that. And Jared, do you have any plans for New Year's?
I'm going to be in Ocean City next week.
That's right. You're not going to be here next week.
No.
You're
sorry.
Leaving me.
Just for a week.
Just for a week. How am I going to do the Sports Minute without you?
We'll have to make up for it the week after, on the 9th.
I guess. So no Sports Minute next week?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I want to do it without you. So it's a team effort. So you're going to have fun. You're going to do something, take some time off and go do something fun?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm taking some time off.
That's right.
In January. I don't remember the exact date, but for those of you who are listening, Tommy and I are going to Disney World, and we're going to be gone for 9 days, so we're going to miss one weekend. Just one. We set it up so that I would only miss 1 week, but yes, I'm taking – this is our first vacation in 6 years. The last time we took a vacation, we went to Savannah. And then usually we take a vacation like every other year, and every other year the house burned down. So we haven't really taken a vacation since then. So this will be our first vacation in 6 years, and we're very excited and looking forward to it. But I'm taking a week off, me, not you,
Wow. Me.
So that'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to that. So let's see. I don't know that there's too much else to share today. We had a wonderful holiday. I hope you did too. Just the typical regular things. Make sure you keep your Christmas tree watered. Don't leave the lights on. Your poinsettias, they also need to be well watered. We mentioned that earlier in the show. Remember to not leave your trees near any sources of heat. Don't leave the lights on. If you go out, make sure you turn the lights off when you go to bed at night. If you have a nice, healthy, fresh tree, it shouldn't be a problem, but you want to make sure that you take good care of it. So anything else you want to add? Anybody you want to wish Merry Christmas to, Jared? Where's Andy? He usually calls in to say happy holidays. Where's
he
today?
I did give him your address, so you should be getting a card.
Well, that'll be nice. All right. Yeah. So the last things that we do want to talk about for today is that next year is coming, and believe it or not, as soon as these holidays are over, it's going to be time to start your seeds. And that's the truth. The catalogs will be coming in the mail starting now. And you want to plan. And I can say that I like to order some unusual things every year. And this year, one of the things that we grew were the lychee tomatoes. Remember, Jared, that we've talked about them many times with the thorns? They have just given up within the last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're the strangest plants that I've ever seen, strangest tomato plants that I've ever seen. But you want to start planning, and you want to make sure that you get all your orders in and figure out what you're going to do. And that's one of the things that you start as soon as we hit the new year. So next week, happy new year. Have a wonderful between holiday week, and have a happy, healthy, fun, safe,